But despite all the persecution and suffering at the hands of Mr. Mugabe, Nkomo returned home from exile in Britain and subsequently signed a unit accord with him in 1987. The unit agreement, which came after several failed attempts to unite the two main liberation movements, is largely credited for the relative peace in the country over the past 24 years, according to project advisor of the Revolutionary Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Chenesani Ntungakwa. Nkomo played a key role in the unit talks.
The fact that Nkomo might not have liked the spilling of blood was a personal quality that had to translate into. I'm told there was a time when there was disagreements what the new party would be called, until Nkomo said, what is in a name after all? Let's go to unity as an appeal.
He says the major benefits of the unit accord was the removal of armed people in Zimbabwe.
No one wants to live in a country whereby you just have armed personnel who we are reading right now about the Middle East, about Nigeria, for instance, where you have Boko Haram. Remember, there was a time in Uganda where the Lord's Resistance Army was a menace. And every evening, villagers had to go and hide and sleep outside because when they came for you, they chopped your hands and stuff like that. So in short, those are the only benefits of unity one can argue today.
Renowned human rights activist and nephew to Nkomo, Dumisani Nkomo, says while some may question Nkomo's decision to sign the unit agreement now, the late nationalist had to sign it to stop the slaughter of people by fellow blacks.
But it was a very painful decision. But it was based more on stopping the killings of ordinary people. I mean, that was the primary thing. People were being slaughtered. And at that particular time, if you remember, his military wing, ZIPRA, had been disbanded. So he had no way of actually stopping the killings.
The late ZAP leader was furious over accusations that he harbored ambitions of toppling Mr. Mugabe. For some, like former ZANLA combatant Bernard Manyaza, the late father Zimbabwe was a true nationalist, and the signing of the unit accord was a clear display of his exemplary and visionary leadership.
Joshua Nkomo left behind us a legacy of true reconciliation, where people have to be truly reconciled despite their political backgrounds, besides their ethnic backgrounds, religious backgrounds, and so on. He was the only true leader who had the nation at heart. All the others were pretenders. This is why they revolted away from him to build their own, which, by the way, is now seen to be the vehicle of their looting and corruption.
Political commentator Takura Jangaja adds that Nkomo took the right decision when he signed the unit agreement with his rival, Mr. Mugabe. He says the immediate benefits were that the atrocities in the Midlands and Matabeleland provinces stopped, though there are still outstanding issues of human rights violations and bringing people that were responsible to justice. But amid all the praise for Nkomo, there are others who felt that he sold out by going into bed with someone who committed atrocities against his opponents, mostly Ndebele-speaking people. But Reverend Sikalo Twele begs to differ.
But if you can rewind and go back to 1982 up to 1987, truly speaking, you cannot repeat those words. People were dying, people lived in fear, and that was very difficult, very difficult. I am happy that government acknowledged that through the speeches that were given by the head of state, His Excellency. So it was a sad moment in the history of this country.
The unit accord merged ZANU-PF and PF ZAPU into one party, ZANU-PF, led by Mr. Mugabe. Critics of the accord say Mr. Mugabe emerged stronger with the creation of an executive presidency with Nkomo as one of his deputies. But whatever people may say about the unit accord, Jangaja believes that even Nkomo and other ZAPU leaders who have passed on were convinced that the late vice president made the right decision of uniting people and bringing stability in the country. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.